Okay, we'll have hopefully finished Be'ezras Hashem, the Gemaras. I gave you a few other Maramakomos from my Karn, which I think is Kedai once we're already learning the Gemara to get a little acquainted with other Inyanim that we've been doing anyway that come out of the Gemara that we read. So the basic outline in our flow of the Gemara is the Inyan of Lashon Nekiya, avoiding Lashon Meguna. So we're back to that. We have another couple of stories that will take us more or less to get us back to Betikas Chametz. So we finished yesterday the story that was brought in Derech Agav because of the earlier story. That was the very interesting issue relating to the Haruah Ramah that was eating Karban Pesach and all that flowed from that. Now we're back to another story relating to how sensitive a person should be in the way they speak. So we have a couple of stories. Let's pick up in the Gemara. Rav Kana Chalash. The stories that we're going to be reading here, one has to do with being the Vasher of Surah in terms of death in a case of a Shmua Krova, it just happens. The next story had to do with loss of money, also in the context of something that just happened. Someone discovered that it would be a very big financial loss to everybody and how they communicated. And then again, another story regarding loss of life, but in this case with the Shmua Rechoka and the implications in Halakha and that. And then a few other, two other things have to do with figuring out who a person was and the yichud is based on the way they spoke. That's basically the remaining stories that are recorded in the Gemara. So one by one. So the Gemara says, Rav Kana Chalash, Rav Kana got sick. Shadua Rabbanu Rav Yeshua B'Reid Rav Idi. So they sent Rav Yeshua B'Reid Rav Idi to find out how he was. And they said, Amrle Zil B'Dok Mai Dine. Rashi says, B'Dok, B'Dah Man Yasa, but go see his, what's going on, what's his status, how is he, what's his matzav. So Asa, he went, Askechei, he got there, he found him, Benach Nafshe, by the time he got there, Nebuch, he had already just been lifted. That's what Rav Shua Beit Avidi discovered. Now, everyone's going to know what he discovered when he comes back. He has to convey the surah. Kare Luvushe, so right away he did Kriya, but he did it in such a way, after he did Kriya on his garment, Vahadig Kare Lachore, he put the part that had been ripped of the garment backwards so it wouldn't be visible. Ubachi, and he was crying, so they didn't see the actual sign of the Kriya, but they heard him crying. Ubachi the Asi. Amrulei, so they said to him, Nach Nafshe, did kind of pass away? They were suggesting, they were wondering, he could be crying because of that, he could be crying because of the matzav itself, that he was never deathly ill. That didn't happen yet. I'm not going to tell you those words. Umotzi diba huksil. That's the pasuk. Umotzi diba huksil. So I don't want to say it in those words, the pasuk initiate. But the Meira, obviously they knew, but he was careful not to articulate it in an explicit manner. Why does it say that he put the ripped part of the garment in a way, place that wasn't visible? Rashi says, Shelo yavino maher lehed yavyetze ribam. So Rashi learns because if they see it visibly, then it could be a shock. In other words, it's a separate point. In other words, the issue of how to say it was the sensitivity of how to speak it. That was that he wasn't going to say this happened. But the fact that he didn't want them to see it is because otherwise the shock would have been too harsh for them, and they could have had to show him. They could have basically fainted or whatever. The Masha has another suggestion and why he had to do it that way. Masha says because had he had the ripped garment visible, that would have been tantamount to actually being megala the fact, and that would have also been included in Motzi Diba Huksil. Oh Yeshua Mashiwu Haralehem Akriya Havale Motzi Diba Kiwihigid Lembeped and Nach Nafse. When they asked him Nach Nafse, it was Derech She'ela. He wasn't Motzi Diba because he didn't say it. That's the Masha suggestion. Rashi didn't learn that way. Rashi learned apparently that was not Motzi Diba, because he didn't say it with verbally. But Memele, Rashi says it was a different chesed why he did it that way. That's the first story. Next story, Yochanan Chakuka. We're going to see him later on in the first parak also, the same person. We're showing him want to know what exactly his name is. Yochanan Chakuka. Rashi says that was his name. Chakuka, Kino Yashem. Nafaku Kiryasa. He went out to the Kfarim, actually, he said, Yeros Betzvos. He went out to see how things were growing. He asa, when he got there, Amrulay, so he came back, so they want to know what's the situation of the produce. Amrulay Chitim Nasu Yafos. I'm sorry, Amrulay, they asked him, Chitim Nasu Yafos, that was their question. Did the wheat come out well? Are we going to have good grain of wheat to eat? Amalehem Sa'orim Nasu Yafos. His response was that the barley was good. Now, saying the barley was good is not, is in a way saying that the wheat wasn't good. But that's what he told them, the barley's good. Amalei, so their reaction was, Seu Baser, Lesusim Lachamorim. So that the barley being good, that's not relevant to us. That you can go and form the horses and the donkeys. That's what they eat. That's their food. The chsiv, asa'orim ba'tevin l'susim, l'areches, and so on. Whatever that's the part of the chinalit, yehidu, elamokam ashiyyeh, sh'ich yasham ishtim mishpata. Yeah, so they said, go tell the animals. Basically, what you have here is a critique in some way. In other words, so talk to animals, but like, somehow that wasn't the way to tell them. Rashi says, "Or nasa yafos, nechal dvarav nas masachi demu nasa yafos." The lawyer wrote, "So lochi bar kol mitiv." So he didn't want to say exactly that the chitim weren't good. That's bar kol kola. So he thought by saying, "Or nasa yafos," that's okay. That's already complying with Lashon HaKiyah. He didn't give them the b'sur ra that the chitim weren't good. And again, they said, "But what isn't relevant to us? Go give it. Go tell the susim mechamor." Meanwhile, you see that they were critiquing what he said, so there must be something wrong with the way he said what he said. He was trying to be evasive because he didn't want to say exactly. So what could he have said that would have been a better choice of words? The fact that he was being critiqued means he obviously could have done better than what he did. What could he have said? He could have said one or two other things. Ishtakad nasu chitim yafos. Could have said that last year the chitim were good. The way of saying that, okay, but obviously you can figure out that today, this year, what is good. Inami could have said, Adashi Nasu Yafos, that the lentils were good. But by saying, Sa'or Nasu Yafos, that's worse. Now, why exactly is that worse? I saw something nice in the Chassam Sofer, Chidush Chassam Sofer. He says as follows. You see, the Sa'orim, they're also the Mile of Eretz Yisrael, right? It's one of the Shivat Aminim. But Sa'orim are Maicha Behema. So if the people are eating Chitin, then the animals eating sorim. If you're telling them that the sorim are good, that means good. He's talking to them. The sorim are good for them. It's basically the same thing as saying the chitin isn't good. So you think you're not being motzi the dvar kalkala, you are, because it's not just the same thing. Whereas if you say last year the chitin were good, okay, could be last year they're good and this year they're good. Just you can eat first the old stuff, then you eat the new stuff. Okay, more likely you can also understand the other suggestion. The other implication is last year they were good, but it's not for sure. Last year they were good, and okay, they're also good. Okay, why are you telling me last year they're good? Okay, because this year not good. But at least in terms of the actual communication, it's not tantamount to saying today that they're not. So to Adashim, Adashim being good, okay, Adashim get eaten with the wheat, so good. So you have Adashim good and heavy. He didn't want to say the chitim are good, so he talked about something else being good, but doesn't preclude inherently that the chitim were good. But the fact they didn't directly say the chitim were good, and instead you talked about something else being good, obviously you can figure it out. But when you say sa'orim were good, sa'orim were good means they're good for you. That means that you have no, you're not giving it to animals, you're giving it to us. So then obviously we have no chitim. So that's by definition, that's some sort of business, that's by definition saying that the chitim weren't good. That's why it was improper.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Can't you say the same thing about saying that last year's wheat was good? That implies that this year's is terrible.
No. So the Chassam Sofer relates today. So it's not because it could be that you have last year's wheat and maybe you could still have something left over to eat now and you eat that first and then you eat the new one. So, you know, it's not, it could also be last year's was good, this year's good also. I'm just going to start with eating the last year's. It's not like saying last year's is good. It's not the same thing as saying this year's is not good. It's obviously the fact that you didn't want to say this year's is good. You say last year's was good. Obviously, you can figure out that this year's wasn't good. But it's not hainoha. Whereas to say that the sa'orim is good, and sa'orim is only given to people when there isn't a choice of chitin. Otherwise, the sa'orim is for the animals. But they said, go tell the sa'orim. Go tell the animals. So that's why it's worse. Yeah, Chakukah, there's two other ways to learn Chakukah. Tirish Rabbeinu Hananel, Sofer, he was a Sofer. That's one shot. Chokek is a person who's a, you know, who's a, the stenographer, the one who's writing things down. The city by that name. Okay, so that's story number two. Now we have another story we're having to do with someone passing away. And this is a story that also appears in Moikon, so we'll get a chance to see a little bit the context over there and some of the Nyanim that come out of the Gemara that's more shaykh to the third pack of Moikon, but it will come out of our Gemara here. Again, our Gemara's context is specifically because of the Russian, the Kiev component of how to communicate bad news. Rav, now it starts by telling us background. Rav, Bar Achua de Rav Chia u'Bar Achse. So Rav was a nephew of Rav Chia in two different ways. He was the son of the brother of Rav Chia, and he was also the son of the sister of Rav Chia, meaning to say that it was a half brother from one side and a half sister from the other side, from different parents, and they got married and had Rav. So Melo, they were not related to each other. This Rashi explains it for us. So Rav really had, therefore, being a nephew of Rav Chia had a sibling, brother, half-brother, and half-sister, and those were the two parents of Rav. And now, the Gemara can tell us, Kisalit Lohasa, when Rav, who was in Bavel, came back to Eretz Yisrael for a visit, Amalei, so Rav Chia is going to ask him about how, according to Rashi's Pshat, we're going to go now, about how his father, his siblings were. His father, his Rav's father, who was the brother of Rav Chia, was named Ivu, and Rav Chia's sister, who was Rav's mother, was called Ima. Ima was her name. Let's go to Rashi just for the context. Ivu Aviv So Rav Achiv So Rav Chia Hayat Min Ha'av. Okay. So Ivu, father of Rav, was the brother of Chia from the father, half brother from the father. The Aminim have come in Sanhedrin. Ivu, the Chana, the Shira, Umarsa, the Rav Chia, those five brothers, all of them were Kuro B'nei, the Rav Acha Mikafi Havu. So Ivu and Rav Chia were siblings, but they were only from the father. The Ima, Shahaisa Imo So Rav, and Rav's mother, whose name was Ima, Achosa Shav Chia Haisa Min Ha'ein, was Rav Chia's mother was sister from the mother's side. So they could be, they were not related to each other. They got married, and Rav was the son. And now Kisalit Rav Meiro mi Bavel Eretz Yisrael. Rav was in Surah, as you know, when he started the Shiva in Surah in Bavel, and he made a transformation in the whole level of observance. As we know from other Gemaras, Rav's impact was tremendous. Mikasa Rav of Bavel, that's when there were yeshivas and people were coming, and the whole level was increased. So Rav was basically in Bavel since that time that he went, but he must have taken a trip up to Eretz Yisrael. And he was visiting, I guess, with his uncle, Shai Rav Chia Sham. Amar Chia L'Rav, and so Rav Chia asked Rav, Evu Kaya? So what did he ask him? Amar Rav Chia L'Rav, Evu Abicha Hu Kaya? Is Evu, your father, meaning my brother, that's what Rav Chia is asking, is Evu alive? How is he? Okay, didn't have instant communication, so he wanted to know how, and inquire about the welfare of his brother Evu, which was Rav's father. Amalei, so what did Rav say in response? Ima Kayemis. Now, let's understand, what does this mean? Is this a statement? Ima was Rav's mother. So Rav's words were Ima Kayemis. Amalei, Rav Chia says, Ima Kayemis. Amalei, Evu Kaya. Basically, what Rav was doing is communicating that both the brother of Rav Chia, Evu, and the sister of Chia, Ima, both parents of Rav, were not alive. So Rav Chia had now gotten word of the fact that two of his siblings were not alive, which requires a velus. Exactly what did Rav say and how did he say it? So Rashi has two pshat then, but he rejects the second pshat. So let's see how Rashi reads it. Amar Rav Chia l'Rav Ebel Kavichol Kayem, Amar Rav Ima Kayemes, meaning the Lashon She'ela. Kolomer, Atzat Tamashil Al Avi, why are you asking about my father? There's another person to ask about. Sha'al al-imi, sha'afi achos. You're only asking about the sibling, the brother, ask about your sister. Which basically means he didn't answer that father's alive, but he shifted the conversation to what about another question he could ask. So Amar said then, okay, so he probably got the message at that point that probably Eva was not alive. Meanwhile, so, okay, so you mentioned, are you going to ask about, are you asking now about the mother? Ask about my mother. So Amar lo, oh, Rav Chiya Rab, the Ima Chosu Kayemes. So tell me, is my sister Ima alive? Amar lo, Rab, Eva Kayam. The Avi Kulum Kayam who Adain Wasibushika Alav. Is Abel alive? I haven't answered that question yet. Basically, by the fact that he was so evasive for each question, that each time he would say, ask about the other one, or did I answer about the other one? Basically, he did not answer yes to either one. So what Rab was able to do was to convey that both his father and his mother were not alive without having to say it in a definitive way that the answer is they're not alive. The only question one could ask, Tosus asked him, according to this Gears, according to this Pshat, comes out that Rav was referring to his parents with their name, which is usually not the proper to do halachically. Saying, Ima Kayemis, Abu Kayem, those are names of his parents. Tosus wonders, why would that Rav have spoken that way to refer to his father and mother by their actual name? But this is how Rashi learns the Pshat. That's the Girsa that we have. And again, what it means is he kept deflecting the question about what about the other one? Ask about the other parent, which is your other sibling. Now, there's another Pshat. The Yesham, it was the same Girsa, but Yesham bin Ichusai in the Shibo, Rav. Misha ain't a soil. There's Yavin bin Aklau. In other words, so he asked of Abu Kayam, so he says, I'll answer a different question. Ima Kayam. Oh, tell me it. Ima Kayam is Abu Kayam. So by answering about a different person being Kayam, it's a way of saying that the one that you asked right now about is not Kayam. But the problem is, Rashi says, the Kasha Be'enai Romash Yotzi Rav Vashak Mipir. Comes out, he would not answer the question, but he'd answer a different about a different person that they're alive when they're not alive. So that's a shekel. The Rashi simply does not accept such a pshat to say b'nichusa. The Rashi had to read the words ima kayemes as one asked about that, or ebu kayam. Meaning I didn't yet address that. Not he's stating that it's kayam, but that's not true. But it comes out either way. What imagine what you have here is Rav was able to convey to Rav Chiya without having to say definitively they are not kayam, that both Rav's father and Rav's mother, meaning Rav Chiya's siblings, brother and sister, were not alive, which is going to lead Rav Chiya to Anhag of Avelos, which is Mar's going to now extrapolate to Anhalachas of Avelos. This is the Pshat according to Rashi. Let's just pause and get the other gear, so the other Pshat and Tosis, and we'll proceed in the Gemara. Could be there going to be implications for certain things to come in the Gemara based on exactly who Rav Chiya was being this Abel on. According to Rashi, the Avelos that is going to be described here was an Avelos for his siblings. Tosus brings a different girsa. Take a look. Abba Kayam. Amale. Abba Kayam. So he asked him, Abba Kayam, what did he answer? Abba Kayam. Okay. Ima Kayma. Amale Ima Kayam. Notice the girsa is totally different, right? The girsa is he responded to what the word Abba, Abba Kayam. Ima, Ima Kayma. Zos girsas tirsrach. So now how does it work? How is that going to convey that somebody in Rav Chiya's family is not alive, that requires Avelos? The words were Abakayim, Abakayim, Imakayim, Imakayim. So what does it mean? So he says, Pirush, Rav Chiya Shaal Aviz Imukayim. Rav Chiya wanted to know about his father, right? Rashi gives you the name of his father. It was what? Rav Achani Kassel. So apparently he was in Babel too. So Rav Chiya wanted to know about his own father, meaning Rav's grandfather. The Rav Hesed wrote, so Aviv, so Rav Kaya. So why did Rav respond? Abba Kaya, meaning my father, which is a way of saying, but not the father's father. Not Abel's father. Abel was a sibling, we said, of Rav Chiya. So Rav Chiya and Abel had once the same father. That's Rav's grandfather. And Rav answered that his father was Kayim, which is obviously indicating that Rav Chiya's father was not. The same the aim. In other words, he says, mother, So he says, what did he say? Ima kayemis, meaning my mother, but not Rav Chiya's mother. Ufi girsa, that's according to the Rach. Now, that's a different girsa, though. Then it comes out that he said Abba Kayim, he said Abba Kayim. But that's not our girsa. What's our girsa? Abba Kayim. And what did he say in response? Ima kayemis. Ima kayemis, Abu Kayim. So, what do you do if you're our girsa? So he goes like this. He gives us a svarim, Rav Chiya saw Aviv in Mukayim. We're still going to assume that Rav Chiya's query was about his father, meaning Rav Acha Mikafri. But then what did Rav say? Not that Rav said Abba Kayim, meaning his father, but not his grandfather, but Rav said, Heshevel Rav Ima Kayemes, meaning Ima Shel Rav Hikayemes, there's somebody else that's alive, my mother, which is true. Below Rush, so why couldn't he say Abba Kayim, like according to the Rach? Abba Kayim is his father, not his grandfather. Why have to say Ima Kayemes? Because if he would have said Abba Kayim, that could have been referring to his grandfather, too. Below Rush, so Rush said Abba Kayim, Shilo Yitte Rav Chiya V'Yizbar Shemeshivo Amashashara. Because that could have also been a valid word to refer to the grandfather. Karli Inshu Abi Abba Abba. Okay, so how does it work according to this? Rav said, Ima Kayemes, which is the way of saying, but the person you asked about, meaning your father, Rav Acha Mikafri, is not alive. And then what does he ask after that? Ima Kayma. So what is he saying that? How is that? So what did Rav say? What? So he said again a different person. He said, what? Abba Kayem, which is a way of saying, but your mother is not. So basically, he talked about a different person who was also part of the family, who was in fact alive. It wasn't Sheker. But by saying that person was alive, Rav Chiya realized that his own parents were not. So that was how Rav would convey the news to Rav Chiya without having to say it definitively. Again, according to this pshat, again, these are just nuances in terms of the way that you read the words and the girsa, but the bottom line is that Rav did not want to say Mefurish in a way that would be direct. But who was Rav Chiya Mis'ab alive? So that's going to be an afkamin. According to Rashi's girsa, the Avelus would be on Rav Chiya's siblings. According to both the Rach's girsa and Atosha says within our girsa, it was going to be Rav Chiya being Mis'ab on his path. Rashi says, Tosis concludes, according to this pshat, "Kach pirus haGemara, the Rav Barachur, our Achshei Rav Chiya, had the Lefarish time alam meishiv came." Why is he responding about them more than anybody? Because again, because of the family connection. So that's why he tells you that. Because we understand what Rav said about someone else, it wasn't Stam someone else; it was someone else that's relevant to the family. Whereas according to the Rav, it's not as simple. Why do we have to say that Tosis and Mod Cutting points out? But either way, we have different ways to understand exactly the interchange between Rav and Rav Chiya, but the point is clear in terms of the communication, not to be motzi d'varkal kol mipiv. It's interesting how we interrupted two stories of Avelus with the story about the Chitim. The Chassam Sofer was wondering about this. I found this in the Chiddush of Chassam Sofer. Like really, it could have been putting the two stories next to each other, and then the other story. He says because this is going to be an Avelus. So it's different than the case earlier, which was Avelus Krova. It put the story next to a case where it was, again, something which mamish right now was just happened with the Chitim. And then it gives you a story where it was news that happened a while ago. Okay. But Maisa, what was Avchia's reaction when he heard the news of the loss of his relatives, be it siblings, parents? So he told at that moment, Amalei Lishambe, Rav Chiya told his assistant, "Chalot Simin Ali, take off my shoes, because the niyug of Avelus and others also benigas asanda when the halachas of Avelus and Marin Loikatan learns it out, but pasuk in Yecheskel, Gemara Daf Tezvav Loikatan, that he can't wear shoes. So right away he had to be knowing Avelus. So he told the shamans, take off my shoes. That was a kiyum of Avelus right now, because he just heard the news. The holech kela yacharei beis hamerchas." And bring my clothing, which includes, again, the shoes as well, bring it all to the Beis HaMerchats, because basically he's going to be able to go wash and take care of everything soon enough. Because we know that there's a very short amount of time. Rashi says, Rashi says, "Chalos minolius adel al achi ba'achosi." And Rashi is learning that the avelus was on both siblings, and it's an avelus of both two people, but he's mekayim the nirg avelus with one kiyum avelus. That's another point to notice. It's not that he has to do a separate day, so to speak, for each one. The same kiyum avelus for one is for the other. It covers for both. Why do you say this out loud? There were people around. He wanted to teach them halacha in this kaveh, which is, with some in the Gemara in charge, it's more of a chokah, shalacha shloshim yom. This happened more than a month ago from the kfura. So the shmur rechokah more than 30 days, no hegetz al yom echad. That's one halacha that Gemara is going to emphasize. He wants everyone to hear that. It's only knowing one day. And also, miksasho kikulo, that even part of the day is enough. You don't have to be knowing the ability the entire day. Bring my begadim to the bathhouse. You have to wait till tomorrow. He's soon going to be able to go to the Beis HaMerchatz, and he'll be able to put his shoes back on and everything. And that's basically Rashi summarized what about the reason the Gemara. So he did it in order to teach the Talmidim the halacha. So the Gemara spells out the three points that we see here. Shmami Natras. We can derive three things in halacha and hukas avelus from what Rav Chiya said, what he did, and what he said. Shmamina, number one, avel asa ben ilas asando. Point number one is that there's isa nilas asando for an avel. Now, at first glance, that's very difficult on a Gemara. You don't need Rav Chiya to teach me that halacha, because nilas asando is a perforce halacha, the Gemara learns it out. And nilas asando is an isa and the isa and mav avelus. At Tisha B'Av, we don't wear shoes. So the way the Rishonim learned the Ritva and others, it means even for what we're going to see now, even a small rechok avelus, which has a different level of avelus, that's why it's only one day. So maybe halachas are you don't have necessarily this particular aspect of hukas avelus by a case of small rechokah. So even small rechokah has an isa nilas asando. That's the first point. Ushmamina, the second thing is small rechokah in Eges Eliyom Echad, because he says it's just for this, you know, today I'm going to be able to go to Beis HaMerchatz. So it's only one day, doesn't need Shiva, because it's only Shmur Rechoka. And the other halacha is that it's enough to have Miksas Hayom, and here as well, I think we can add Miksas Hayom, even if it's us, we know Shmur Kikul by Avelis. When do we know it? On the seventh day. Well, if you have the Shiva, so they sit a little bit on the seventh day, and that's Kumitzim Kikul. We can find other halachas, Miksim Kikul by other Indian, and we'll mention soon. But the point is, even when the avelus is just Yom Echad, so maybe there's no mitzvah to we'll discuss soon exactly the details. So that's also the chiddush. So these are all chiddushim that you see in Rav Chiya's Hanhag. Okay, so why are all these things chiddushim? Let's see. So we have three points. Nilas Asando, and we're emphasizing even by Shmua Choka. We have the Nilg of one day avelus, not seven, and we have the Lach of Yom Kikulo. So which of these three is really the thrust of everything, where everything flows from that? It's the Lach, a second of Shmua Rechoka. Shmua Rechoka, one day is sufficient. And then within that, the other two, the first and the third, are within that, as we explained. The Halacha is, first of all, there's a Chiddush. Shmua Rechoka, one day, not seven. And now within that, there's a Chiddush that there's an Isnil Sasando on that one day, and it's a chiddush that it's enough to be mitzvah sayyel. So let's talk about that chiddush first, based on the sugya in my cut. Yeah, there you go.
Are possibly considered the Shiva
yoga? Is what?
Half of them considered part of the.
Yeah. So let's take a look in the sugya in my cut, as you have it today, to see where some of this emerges. Is the sugya daf chaf, where the story also gets mentioned as part of a larger context of today. To see the Gemara. There's another Indian that does not get mentioned before we read the Gemara, just to see all the issues that are going to come out from the Rishonim here and there, but mostly here that we're focused on, is the other issue is Kriya, which doesn't get mentioned over here. Halacha is, again, for one of the people that persons in Shabbalon, when they hear the news, that halacha being kolared to the Gadim. There's no mention here of the Kriya doing that. So how does that play out in our sugya? Is there halacha being Korea by Shmur Rechoka? Shmur Rechoka, the Gemara can define it. La'achas goes in Yom, most shittas are from the Kfura, some say from the Misa, let's just say from the Kfura, that's called Shmur Rechoka. So, what about that? Yes.
Just to go back on a little bit of an earlier point, not so much earlier, but Rebbe was just saying how the Rishonim, most Rishonim learned that the halachos that the Gemara are talking about are specifically for Shmuel Rechoka, right?
Right. I know the first and third of the three Shmaminas are all really working off of the second Shmamina, even though the order sounds like, you know, there's Nilas Asando, there's Shmuel Rechoka Yom Echad, and then there's the Halacha Mitzvah Kikulo. Really, the Halacha Mitzvah Kikulo could have, of Shmuel Rechoka Yom Echad, could have been first, because that's really the Chiddush to start everything off. And that within that halacha, Shmuel Rechoka Yom Echad, we have a chiddush, and again, Nilas Asando being usher, that's the way the Ritva learns by us, that's a chiddush within that halacha. And another chiddush within that halacha is Mitzvah Seim Kikula. It's so even
Rebbe,
by one day of that, it's Mitzvah Seim Kikula.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
So could it be that we can be Madaik and Rashi from the fact that Rashi says that right, no hages ela, right, so shalacha shoshim yom, no hages ela yom echad, and then he just goes straight into umiksaso kikula, meaning umiksaso, meaning, and that one day that we're referring to about the Shmuel Rechoka is kikula.
Yes, it's correct, but the Gemara does make a separate shmamina out of it, so you can't, Rashi's writing it succinctly, but nicely, the Gemara makes it a separate shmamina, so obviously the Gemara didn't just tie it together. I mean, it's obviously, there's a chiddush, as we'll see from the Gemara Maikan, there are shitas that argue and say, that Shmuel Rechoka does require more than one day. So there is a chiddush in its own right. Rashi brings it together. The Gemara makes it three shmaminas.
Right, but the Ritva was learning that it's going within it. So can we suggest that Rashi's also trying to imply the same thing that the Ritva is trying to imply by putting them together?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's, you would, exactly as you said, it's a kikula within that. Yeah. I mean, L'chaira, it's true anyway, because the same way I asked with the Kasha, B'nilas Asanda, we all know Nilas Asanda was an Issa Bayaba. What do you need Shmamina Bavchia? We all know Mitzvah Kikula Bayabelus. You don't need Bavchia here to teach me the general principle of Mitzvah Kikula. We know all of Hechas Abelus. We know other Inyanim. We know by Nazir, by Naziris, Shoshim, you know Mitzvah Kikula. We have other cases. We have Zava. We have a case of a woman on the seventh day of her counting when she's Shivan Akiyim. So as long as part of the day was clean, she could see later it starts a new halacha mida. It doesn't undermine the Shivan Akim. As long as day seven had beginning of the day, she didn't see them. That's the shita mitzvah kikula by Zava. There's halacha everywhere mitzvah kikula. So why is there a next chiddush here? We'll have to see. Apparently, with one day, it's a chiddush. I'll explain soon why. But obviously, with a one day nihug, you would have thought that they need a whole day. So I think, yes, I think it's, even without the Diyuk and the Rashi, I think it makes perfect sense that the Gemara's point is not just the general halacha, shmamin mitzvah kikulo. I mean, we all know that. That shouldn't be the shmamin. The shmamin is within halacha, the beis yom echad is also mitzvah kikulo. I hear what you want to say in the Rashi, too. It's good. You think it's good. Yeah. Yeah.
Rebbe now says that when you mentioned that there was one day morning for both updates.
Yes, yeah, that's true. Right. But the Gemara didn't make that separate shmamina. You're asking good. You're saying there's another chiddush that you could have spelled out, as we noted in the Gemara. The fact that you can have one nihug aveilus of the mitzvah hayom of the one day for both siblings. Chenami. You're right. Rishonim point that out, but maybe in Moikaton. But Rashi doesn't, I mean, Rashi stresses it, but it doesn't get stressed in the Gemara. Kilo, that wasn't necessary to spell out. That's a chiddush. You're right. What do we have in the Sugya Moikaton? Take a look at Chav. In terms of the halacha itself, what's the source of Avelus Rechoka being different? It's only Yom Echad. So it starts off, the Gemara mentions the drasha, through to some in Asmachta, we assume that the Shiva of the days of Shiva are always Rabbanan, the Pashta. So the Gemara quotes a drasha of Avelus Shiva. You look at Daf Chaf Amid Aleph, by Cotton. The Gemara says, that halfway down the Amud, Yashiv Abchia Barabba Bab Ami, Beritzunafcha, Akila de Beritzcha Ben Arazar, Nafik Moshe de Benayim, Minayin, Ravelos Shiva de Chiv. And the Mokka of Ravelos Shiva is a pasuk here in Navi, the Afachti Chagechem Le Evel. I will transform your Chagechem, your holidays, to Evel. So we have an equation, Chagechem and Evel, Machag Shiva of Ravelos Shiva. We know that Sukkot is 7 days, Pesach is 7 days, so Ravelos is 7 days, Chagechem Le Evel. In fact, the Gemara, the Eimat Seres, the Chadiyom, how do you know it's 7 days? Maybe the Chageichem could be a Shavuos. The Gemara says no, because that equation to Shavuos has its own drasha, because it isn't a Avelus that's similar to a Seres of one day. Says the Gemara, That's the grandson of Yehuda Nasi, Machaber of the Mishnah. Minai l'smor rechokas inu heget zol yomecha dechsev v'fach diichagichem le'eva v'at kichad atzeres diikrichag yoma diikri chad yoma chag. So you have an interesting drasha, that the drasha lends itself to two levels of avelus, two tiers of avelus. There's an avelus of v'fach diichagichem le'eva of chagichem asibuas, which is one day. We have chagichem, which is Pesach and Sukkot, which is 7 days. So one, on one level, the drasha speaks to the avelus of Shiva. That's by avelus. The one's going to define exactly what's called Trova, avelus Trova. And we have the other drasha relating to Chageichem of Shavuos, and that's going to be avelus Rechokim. Says the Gemara Vayter. And Rabbana, Shmur Trova, if the hearing the news is very recent, no Heges Shiva, Shlosim. Shmur Rechoka Eino Heges Elu Yom Echad. Shmur Rechoka is only one day. Ezri Krova Ezri Rechoka, Krova B'toch Shloshim, Rechoka Lacha Shloshim, Dibber Rabbi Akiva. The Shitas Rabbi Akiva is exactly what we have in Rav Chiya's practice over here, that the halacha is Shmur Rechoka is only one day. And we define it in terms of being within Shloshim or out of Shloshim, again, assuming now from the time of the Kfura, let's say, that's the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. But the Chacham have a different sheet. The Chacham and Omnin, Achas Shmur Krova, Achas Shmur Rechoka, Noheges Shiva, Ushloshim. In other words, there's no halach of Yom Echad. It's regular Shiva, regular Shloshim. They don't accept that Rasha, apparently, that we just said that Chageichem could go on Shavuos. So apparently the Chacham disagrees with Rabbi Akiva. So now we understand what the Gemara Shmamina is, because they're a Chokim. How do we know the passing of Rabbi Akiva? So this very Gemara goes on to tell us, we hold up Rabbi Akiva. Because the Gemara continues. Amar Rabbi Chanan of Yochanan, generally speaking, when you find a Yachid Maker of Rabbi Machmirim, Halakha Kirabim. When you have Yachid Rabbi Machokes, and the Rabbi Machmir especially, we go with the Rabbi. But, Chutz Mizu, Sha'afa Pisha, Rabbi Kiva Maker of Chanan Machmirim, Halakha Kirabi Akiva. Why is that? You should follow the Rabbi. The Amar Shmuel, there's a crowd in Hukkah Zabelos, Halakha Kirabi Maker of Abu. We have Machokes, Tanayim here, the post him apart even in terms of later post-game as well, but we can go, we follow the Mako. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva being Mako, so we go like Rabbi Akiva, and therefore, Avelos Shmua Rechoka is only one day Avelos. There have been a few stories of Hanina, Asher Shmua Avulam Bechuzai, Asher Kamid Rechizda, Amar Shmua Rechoka, and Heges Ale Yom Echad, so that was a fact for him as well, like Rabbi Akiva. Nelson Bar Ami, Asher Shmua Deimei, Bechuzai, about his mother, Asher Kamid Rabba, Amarei, Hariyama Shmua Rechoka, in the Heges Yom Echad Dovad. So again, both Amarayim are paskin and giving a psak like Rabbi Akiva. Fact of the Gemara is that we have a braisa that says, Medma Mamurim, Bachamisha Mesha Mitzvah. There are 7 krovim that a person is chayti with Abel Aleyim. But among the 7, they're parents. So now the braisa says that by Chamisha Mesha Mitzvah, then there's halacha that only one day is required to Shmua Rechoka. However, our other though, Imo Shivo Shlosim. So this Baisa seems to differentiate between parents and other Krogan vis-a-vis this halacha of Shmua Rechoka. And Rabbi Akiva didn't differentiate. And we just passed in here that it's always going to be only one day. So he says, Amra Yechidahi. That's a sheet of Yach, and I'll show you why. Below Sfil and Kabase. How do I know it's a sheet of Yach? Bishanya brings a Maisab, who makes Abishab, Tzadik, Ginzak, Lodiyu, Racha Shalashanim. He got informed 3 years later. Above a Shalat, Rishim and Abuya. So basically, this is what we need in terms of this braisa that you see. Yes, and one more, another story of the same idea. So here you see in this braisa that there are Tanayim who hold that when it comes to what, when it comes to even other the emo, well, at least after the emo, there's going to be a of Shiva Tzadok, there's going to be, in fact, a Nihug of Shiva. It's the first story that's relevant, right? The story of Aviv Shiva Tzadok. So you see, that would be that Bryce. So Rabbi Akiva didn't differentiate. Rabbi Akiva would hold that it's always one day. Comes out there, how many Shitas it comes out from this? There are really 3 Shitas, right? Rabbi Akiva holds that Shmua Chokah is always one day, even to parents. The Chachamim say Shmur Rechoka is always 7 days, Shavuot Shloshim even for other relatives. We have this other Sita that's Bachalit for the parents, it's going to be 7 days, even Shmur Rechoka, because it's more than Adelus, and then according to them, according to the other Krovim, would be 1 day. Meanwhile, we mentioned this Rav Achia, right? Now, the Gemara thinks Rav Achia is Rav Chia. So the Gemara brings our story of Pesach and Daf Daled because of Tzvira and Rav Chia. This is how it gets in here, to my cutting. We just mentioned, the last story mentioned was Rav Achia's son passed away by Gola, and he was Yashav Rav Shivo Shloshim. And it was obviously after Shloshim, it was by Gola. So until he heard about it, obviously it was after Shloshim from the Kfura. And this Rav Achia, which we think is Rav Chia, was no way Shivo Shloshim, and with a Shmur Rechoka. In fact, the Gemara, Rav was a nephew on 2 counts of Rav Chia. When he came up, so Rav Chia asked him, Avakayam. So this is our story in Pesachim, right? Chaf on the days, Amalei Imakayemes. Okay, all the different Pesachim that we had in our Gemara, that's the same way to be this Gemara. Amalei Imakayemes, Amalei Avakayam. Although here it says, So what's the Gemara bringing Akasha? Here Rav Chia holds, Shmamina, Rav Chia is of the opinion that Adelus Rechoka is what? Shmur Rechoka is what? Is 1 day. And he's just going to be the story of Achia that he sat for Shiva. My answer is, this is the Gemara in terms of in Leikad. One other Indian, let's keep up a little more, this help us for the Rishonim, Indian of Korea. The Gemara says as follows further. What about if originally there was a Shmur Krova at the time they first heard about it, but he couldn't be knowing Avegas? And then once you get to Motzi Regel, so now a few more days pass, let's say, Omay, whatever, and now it's now past 30 days. Olelo, the Einan Odil Yamecha. So that counts for the Shmua Rechoka, even though Bishaf Bishmiya, it was Mechayiv and Avelos of Shiva, but you couldn't practice it. So Mela is only Kiyam Avelos now 1 day, after Yechad. That's by Shmua Rechoka, that became, it was Rechoka by the time it was after the Regel was over. Similar thing is Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos was put now, it's more than 30 days. Now it's Rechoka. Okay, so that's another case. Now the Gemara comes with the following question. Korea or Eino Korea? Now, this Shaila, Machokas is showing him how to learn this next Gemara. Korea or Eino Korea? What is the Shaila of the Gemara? What's the Gemara's shot? Pasuk shot. The question is, when you have Shmur Rechoka, is there a Chi of Kriya? Maybe Kriya is only when it's such a level of Avelus that the Machayev, a morning of 7 days, it's a greater form of Tsar, a greater Avelus, and that's what Machayev Korea is Bogadah. But maybe that's the shot of the Gemara. That's when we read the Gemara. Korea no Korea. The Gemara is Machokis. Mamani Amar Eno Korea. Avchanina Amar Korea. Well, it goes back and forth. Amalei Ramani. Anina. Because it goes together. If it's not a little Shiva, there's no Kriya. It's not Shiva, how can it be Korea? The robe, Hassanya. Well, it says you find it, that person can be Korea even though the Shiva is over, they didn't have a beged, and now it's after the Shiva. So you stand a little bit Shiva, Korea, Acha Shiva, in a Korea. So you see, you can be Korea after Shiva. So you see, it doesn't go together. It's Marki Tanya, he lechod of the imo. It's a different halacha. The Korea of the imo, even though it's not connected to Avelos Shiva. Shiva was already over. So now, this is going to be very interesting in terms of back to our Gemara and the story of Avchia. And I'm speaking very quickly because there's a lot of the kudos here. But what do you have in this Gemara? The Pashab Shad in the Gemara is Machlokas on the right, whether Avelos Rechoka is Machayiv in Korea. But then the Gemara says, by other Be'imo, for whatever reason, it could be a special halacha, there yes. So now, Rishonim discuss, why didn't the Gemara bring another Shmamina in Lachia? This is Rabbeinu Peretz Bayas, Rabbeinu Bayas. L'chor is another Shmamina. Rav Chia, we don't have any indication in the story that did Korea. So L'chor is a Shmamina, like one of the Shitas here, that Abelos Acholka, there's no Rach of Korea. That's the deal that Rishonim make. So Rabbeinu Peretz addresses this. The Kan Masma, the Kriya and Noheges, the Shmur Rechok, and the Dohiskir Klau Kriya. The only thing is, it doesn't solve everything, because the same Gemara says that by other V'imo, you would do Kriya even if not totally in Avela Shiva. Just like you can have the Kriya after Shiva, so you can have the Kriya if there's not going to be a Shiva. It's not, depends. It's a different halacha covered other V'imo. So therefore, it's not going to help. So according to Rashi, this is why it comes out that the question of what the story was about, who is Rav Chia means Abelon, is going to be relevant in terms of the fact that we don't see him doing Kriya. So if the halacha is that he was misabel for his siblings, so then it comes out, it's Mashma Gemara, that you don't have Kriya by Shmuel Rechoka by siblings. And that's what one Amor over there. But according to Rabbeinu, the Rach Girsa, which means that it was mourning for his own parents, then you have to say, he takadit Kriya. This doesn't mention it. Not every detail is mentioned in the story. Tosus in Moikat has a different shot in the Gemara. Tosus says, La'olam, there is no Kriya for Abelos Bechoka, even of the Imo. I, the Gemara. The Gemara is discussing specifically the context that was mentioned right before in the Gemara. The story right before in the Gemara was a case of what? Of Shama the Shabbos or Shama Beregel when it was within Shloshim of the Kfura. And then he can only start the new Gavelos afterwards. And then the Gemara is asking, in a case like that, Korea in a Korea. If you learn that way, then our Gemara is actually a Raya. That in fact is no Chiyuv Kriya according to anybody in a normal situation of Avelos Rechoka. And the only reason it's a Machoka is specifically in a case where the time of the Shemiyah, it was still within the Shloshim that would have been Machayiv and Harali in a Niyog of Shiva, but then you couldn't practically do it. That's the Tosis here. Again, I don't have time to go through everything with you, but you'll see that's the issue that's being touched on in the Tosis and on the base. If you take a look quickly, if you have it, Korea in a Korea, Dafka Kenyan Zami Baile, the Shahaya Chai Rukra Bishashmiya, Bishashmua. There was a Chiyuv at the time, and it was that there was that would be a level of that would be, in theory, be Machayev Shiva, so it's a higher level of Avelos that's Chal on the person when he heard about it. Abu Shama Shmua Rechoka Bechol, in a Korea Kral, through Abu Vimo. There's no Gemara that ever says that Abu Vimo, there's a Chiyuv Kriya by Shmuel Rechoka. The old Gemara that says it only in the context where there was a Shema, the Shabbos of Berega wasn't Rechoka yet. It only became Rechoka at the time that the Niyug begins. That's where there's such a Gemara. And Tosfos arises from the story of Abchia. V'hachi mas maleil, v'lo matzina l'Abchia shekara. Apishay Abu Vimo gives us Rach. In other words, Lechor according to the Rach. So what is the Beilam Peretz answer? He did. He just don't know that. Tosis is the right. It's a riot from the fact that Gemara doesn't mention it because obviously there was no Chiv. Either Gemara has a Shita here that he's Korea. The answer is no one said that. The only, and above the Imo, Gemara says yes, for sure he does it, only because we're talking about a specific case. The Shasta Shmiah, he would have had a Velus. The Toma, he may have Masma de Eno Korea, of the Imo, my will come as Mamma de Eno Korea, the Shmama de Eno Mate, so if you hold. Why not bring that as a Shmamina? This is the only thing, the Shmamina, some things that we saw him do, not what we didn't see him do. Okay, so I'll call upon him. What comes out of this Gemara, both Malkan and Bayash, the three Shmamina. The first Shmamina that is, everything flows from that, is the halacha of Shmua Rechoka, Yom Echor. Why is that a chidush? Because we had Rabbi Akiva arguing to Chachamim, and halacha to Rabbi Akiva, Kedibi Hamego Ba'avel, and that's the Chiyas Niyog, and that's the halacha. That's where it starts. Then we have a chidush of Nilas Hasando being a niyug even for that avelos of one day. And now let's focus on the third Shmamina. Shmamina Mitzvah Yom Kippur. The way we're masbir, the chidush, mitzvah kikulo, specifically a chidush within aveilus of aveilus v'chokas, mor v'chokas. Why is that a chidush? Why is it a more of a chidush than the general halacha of mitzvah kikulo? So let's talk a little bit about mitzvah kikulo. Let's see just a little bit about why there's a chidush emphasized over here about mitzvah kikulo. There's a famous question. Actually, I'll quote a little bit from Schechter. It's a beautiful piece on this topic in one of the subjects they had shown. It's in Yud Zayin. Just the very beginning of it, I would just quote a little bit from Schechter, B'Shem Devar Salvechik, on this Indian, Mikshim Kikulo. It's a whole simon, but this is just the first, came out the first page or two. He brings a question as follows. Shabbos. We have to observe Shabbos in its entirety. Why not say Mikshim Kikulo? It's seen from Malacha, from part of Shabbos. So, Mikshim Kikulo, very good, then I can go to work. Sounds absurd, right? But why? Why? Mikshim Kikulo we find by Avelus. We find it by Zava, the seventh day. She doesn't have to retroactively become a Zava. She's clean already. She starts love being clean. Why not by Shabbos? Or another variation, another question he asks. Also, go on and ask this question. Avelus is going on Tisha B'Av, right? So on Tisha B'Av, the Nihugi Avelus are all day. The minhag of sitting below on a low stool is ends at Chatzos. But all the other Yisur, Machitza, and all the other Nihugi of Avelus eating is entire day. Why not say on Tisha B'Av? That makes us say, Kikula. Why can't it become Mutter later on in the day? Makes us say, Kikula. So he brings his follows. The Yosef Engel, Gilyoni Ashash, in Nazir, brings his kasha b'shem the Mamami Panu. He's the time of the Reb Chaim Vital, right after the Arizal. He was in Italy. He's a big makubo, wrote many svarim and Kabbalah. Mamami Panu. So he quotes from the Chuvas of Mamami Panu, the question of why don't we apply Mishim Kikulo beyond where we find it? He says, because it's only said by inyanim of din, like Mitzora, like Avel, Avelus, Nidui, Inyanim, they're bad Inyanim, so we say, we'll get off, we'll cut off a little bit. Mikshim Kikulo, don't finish it up. But he says, you may amishta, malei shivu azos. When it comes to positive things, you need full, you can't cut it short. You need full, just like Shabbos. Kiregle Shabbos v'yomo. You can't say, cut Shabbos short. Simcha, Simcha of Shabbos. Kedusha, you don't cut Kedusha short. That's it, the Rambam Pandit. As of Yosef Engel, I understand, there's another place that we find this in Kikulo. Person says, Harei Nazir, what's the halacha, Stam Nazir, says how many days? 30 days. What's the halacha? On the 30th day, he can be Megaleach, he can end this, this is in Kikulo. So why? I, this Kadoshia. That's of Yosef Engel's kash. He says, maybe you'll say, it depends, there's a Shita in the Tanayim that Nazir is a Chote. Nazir is a Chote, then you compare it to, there's other things that we don't say in Kikulo. But what if the Ibad Amad is called a Kados? So he doesn't know. So the Shechter says, the same the Rav as follows. Shamati Mikol Gabein. Inyan Mikasem Kikula was Shaykh Ella, quote, the Melos. When you have an Inyan called Melos, Melos. Atan Tochen Dvar. What does the Rav mean? You only say Kikula when you have an Inyan called Melos. You have to get to a certain point, Melos. So Shechter gives a certain shot, and then he runs into a bit of a problem, and he tries to give an answer, but then he says, really, I think the Rav said it a little different the way I just said it. So let me tell you first how he first was Masbir, how he ran with this quote-unquote word of the Rav, Melos, and then how in a footnote he kind of tweaks it, the Rav said it a little differently. The Rav said Melos. So Shechter says like this, Viva Avelos Cherem. It's not specific days in the calendar. It's days as in the shaykh to the individual. This person experienced that Rahman was on a situation that caused him to miss Abel Avelus. It's not miyuchad to any of those days. It's a function of that person's something in their life triggers now that he has to count a certain number of days of Avelus, or a person is put in Cheren. So now it happens to be falling out on whatever days they fall out. But the days were not the chayiv inherently. It's not halacha flowing from the days. It's that the person now is in a situation where those days now have to be counted towards something. So why Shabbos and Yom Tov? Shabbos is the day itself, Shabbos. So in there, Shabbos is Shabbos. Shabbos, 25 hours. You can't say, yo, this is only when there's a person, it happens to get imposed on the calendar. Not that it's inherently in the calendar. Everyone hear the chiluk? Yeah? She says, why is Tisha B'Av better? Hashem Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, it's because the day happened on that day. So we know it because of the Chum Beis HaMikdash. It has bad mazel, it's Av, and Tisha B'Av. That's how the Hashem Shachter originally wanted to answer both from Shabbos and Yom Tov. And Tisha B'Av, that you can't call Melos. Melos is, it's a function of the person, and then the days have to now be counted toward the person's halacha that flows from the person, as opposed to it's flowing from the day, the calendar date itself. But then he has a ha'ara, what about Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shabbos? So the niyug of the Avelos is going to happen on Sunday. So then you should argue that on Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shabbos, when you're fasting on Asir B'Av, on Sunday, you should make some kikula. Because now it's just a nihug on the 10th. It's not the day itself. Yeah, so you could maybe say because maybe then became that was the day that it was burning. He wants to say maybe because it's a substitute, it's a tashuman for Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av didn't make some kikula. So there you can't do it on the Yud B'Av either. He says, writing the first, Kimumari, he didn't explain exactly Tisha B'Av the way I explained it. He had a different answer for Shabbos and Yom Tov and answer for Tisha B'Av. And this is going to help us now for our Gemara. We got to Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's not called Melos. Why is not Melos? Because these are days that are themselves embedded in the calendar. It's not a function of me. It's a function of the calendar day itself. I Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is something else. Tisha B'Av is one day. You can't send the Kikulo on one day. Mixing of Kikula is a melos. Melos is, there's a sequence of days. There's a few days, and the last day of the count can end in the middle of the day. That's the melos. You got to the completion at that point. Finished. So Memela, that's the answer for Tisha B'Av. On both sides. If not, in light of that, now you understand our Gemara. Why is it a chidush, a mixing of Yom Kikula, when a gay avilus Yom Echad? Yeah, because it's not a counting. It's one day. Oh, so now what's the topic of Shat? So he says, but truth is, you can add the kasha by Ziva as well. Halacha is Shemeres Yom Kenegan Yom, a woman who has seen at the one day in the cycle that now can make her a Zava Gadol. 7-11, right? So in 11 days, she sees 3 days in a row, she becomes Zava Gadol with a card. She sees one day, she has to become clean one day, Kenegan that day. She sees 2 days, she needs one clean day, she sees 3 days in a row. But now, the mix of Yom Kikuro means, let's say she counts Shivanakiyam, and the seventh day after the morning, she's clean a little bit, and then she sees. So it doesn't undermine. She starts a new cycle of being a Nida, but she's already finished her Ziva. So why, by Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom, it's only one halacha. One day she has to be without seeing B'Dam. One day. So how could that be a halacha mission kikula? The Gemara says that it would be, just that she, if she saw the whole day, then it wouldn't count. But if she would see only a little bit into the day, or she then as much as she saw, then she wouldn't be, it wouldn't count. But if she a little into the day she didn't have dam, that's called Shmachum Kikulo. How could it be? She says, because that's a detail within the halach of Ziva of 7 days. It's a count of one. It's a count of seven, and it's a count of one. So it counts for one. So to Avelos of Yom Echad. The din of Shmuel Rechok is a derivative of the halacha of Shmuel Krov. It is a count of one. But there's a chiddush here because you think you don't say it's only Melos. No, you count seven. You count one. So Memela, you can count one. Mitzvah Sayom Kikul counts as one. That's what he says that I want to explain. Af Shmuel Rechok Chashiva Kiminyan Shoyom Echad, because it's a mitzvah of the larger minyan of seven. If there wasn't a halacha of Avelos of 7 days, you couldn't say this. You couldn't say that Shmur Rechoka of one is a count of one. It's not. It's just what it is. So you need the whole day. But since it's halacha of Shiva of 7 days, that's the normal of it. Now there's a derivative halacha, a subcategory called Avelos Yom Echad. But just a seven is a halacha of seven, count to seven. So here the count is one, just like Shemesim Keneged Yom is a count of one because there's halacha of Shiva Nikiyim should be 3 days in a row. So too, if halacha of counting one, it's like a lower level of counting. Counting count one. You count one, Shemesim Kekulo. That's the chur of the vart in Agama. Let's just take a minute or two, finish the new, with just a couple of stories to go, and then we'll leave tomorrow for Yana Dioma. So comes the Gemara with another story or two about this Indian, about speech and how it affects on who you are. Ahud Amar, there was a person who used to go around saying, don't be me. Don't be me. Rashi said, Kol davis maso matan. So whenever you had interaction with someone, Hayomer Tamid Baladin, let's go. Come, let's go to court. Let's go to Baladin. Ba'in on this Baladavar. Adam Elapidayan. I'm not listening to anyone unless it's, I need a judge to tell me what's going on here. Ani, so people said, Shmami Nami Dan Kaasi. This person must originally from Sheva Dan, Yasir Dan Yad Namo Ke Achad Shifte Yisrael. Yeah, he must have come from Sheva Dan. His stomach had checked it out, and they found that he was from Sheva Dan. So that's story number one. So the person's speech gave away his yichus. Second story, Hu David Ka'azil. So what did Rashi say? He said, if I had the money, how are you talking? If I had a palace, Livnos, I would build it on the beach, on the edge of the water. That's what he always did. He was and Komas Achelim, Blosna Rami, Asna, Blosa. So, what is this Pshat? The second Pshat of Rashi? He's saying, Asna, the bushes, right? The bushes, the Rasha, they are what? What's the second Pshat? Okay, Yam, what? He's as good as a tree. In other words, he was very proud of the Sasaya. So what was the indication? So what is the point of this? So first of all, why do you have to check? Is something to be suspicious about? Yeah, the Mamchada says, yeah, apparently there's what to be suspicious about. Why? The first person saying Don has association with Avodah Zara. That's where your Rav Amnabat put his Zego. One of them was when their Shavuot was in Don. The other person, Balchifon was Ayam. That was the last of the Mitzvahim. So they had worried, maybe this guy has connections to the Zohar. So they found out, no, it wasn't that. It's clean. It's something else. Meanwhile, what do you see here? You see that a person's speech is very much tied to their identity, how sensitive we should be in the way we speak and how to say things, and even how a person never know a person's coming from. Something about who they are in the Pnimius comes out in their speech. They used to say, by the Haggadish of Pesach, by the Abba Banim, Chacham Mahu Omer, Rasha Mahu Omer, what's Mahu Omer? Chacham Omer, Rasha Omer. No, Chacham Mahu Omer. What he is what he says. Who you are comes out in your speech. Speech is a window into a person's identity. A person speaks in a fine way. It shows a person is a fine person. And even something so innocent, like, you know, a person has some association, affiliation, some kinship with a particular Indian, Din, Chofayam, it means it has something to do with the Shorash HaNeshama. We see in this Gemara. Very good. Okay, Rabbi, have a good day. We'll do something tomorrow about the Yom. If I can, I'll tell you in advance what it is. If not, you'll prepare whatever you want to prepare. We'll have share something. Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Hi, Rabbi.
Okay. Yes.